Welcome to a brand new episode of the Lots of Lobang. Gong Xi Fa Tai.
Gong Xi Fa Tai.
What a... What double, what triple, what
quadruple. Nian nian you year. Every year got fish.
Every year got fish.
Yeah. Eternal blessing.
Well, you know all that. I don't know.
Yeah.
He learned Mandarin as well.
Yeah, I did.
I also...
Did you pass Mandarin?
I would say almost pass.
I was nowhere.
I'm a guy who looks at the glass half full.
Half full.
Not half empty.
Even though it's D7.
Yeah, it's just a couple of points, you know.
Couple of points. Yeah. Couple of points ahead of Sean.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a bell curve. I blame it on the bell curve. Too many people, too many fuckers like score like A.
Yeah.
You know, for that year. That's
problem,
why the bell curve
is
lower.
That, you know, on the bell curve, right? I'm outside.
Yeah.
You're at the extreme.
I'm the bell. I'm the bell in the middle. It's right at the bottom, maybe. Dong, dong,
dong. No, you're at the extreme.
Extreme on one end. No, but sometimes...
You are not affected by the curve.
Yeah.
I don't know where the curve is.
I would say that both of you boys are not affected by the curve.
You're at the end of the curve that has the word zero on it.
Yeah, no. I think some Mandarin teachers, right, they inside their heart, they're saying, like, if I could minus points for you using English.
English.
In the Mandarin class,
you
right?
Wrote? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wrote English words on my compo.
Fantastic.
So it's like, if I could minus points, right, I would actually give you negative points.
Did you fill up the boxes with each letter?
You're supposed to leave the boxes, the boxes empty for the words that you want to write. So, like,
yeah,
you know, like, maybe airport, you don't know, like, airport. Yeah. So you don't put, like, the Chinese word airport takes up two boxes.
Okay.
But in those two boxes, I will squeeze the word in airport.
How?
Just write small airport.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't write, but you didn't think
about, like, the teacher who's going to be
correcting
your compo.
I'm pretty sure
if that person could actually read and understand English.
So the thing is that if I leave the thing blank, he also wouldn't
know. I also assume that my Tamil teachers did not understand English.
Yeah. Problem is, right?
Wait, don't you have a dictionary that you can be checking out?
You can't use. While you're in the exam.
Can what?
Can.
You bring the Chinese dictionary.
No, you can't bring the Chinese to English dictionary. I brought a Chinese dictionary.
Oh, so the Chinese dictionary doesn't matter.
Chinese dictionary, how am I? So I don't even know what I'm looking for. It's not that I don't know how to write it. I don't know what
the word
is.
Every Chinese student I knew, they were like walking in with a fucking dictionary.
Do you know I actively cheated in every one of my Chinese classes?
Is it?
Things here, whatever. I found every opportunity to cheat whatever I can.
Oh, I saw people who got caught writing
I got caught one time. Because
one of my friends
was pointed, he's doing something. I was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, I was looking for the word. Fine. No, at one point I really didn't care. For Mandarin, right? Mandarin lessons, to me, it was more of a burden just to get through it. Mm. So I did not care what I had to do. I had no morals in that class.
Yeah.
Like, I had to do whatever, you know.
Whatever it
takes. I snuck in the English-Chinese dictionary.
Yeah.
Put it under my desk. If I can find a word quickly, then right.
But not for your O-levels. O-levels is a bit too difficult.
Very hard.
Yeah.
But every other exam, you know what? You know, there was one, what I usually do for most of my Mandarin exam. This is an expose. Before the exam starts, right, I turn behind and say, what are the three topics? I just need the person behind me to tell me, what are the three topics? He was like, oh, one is this one, one is that one, the other one's argumentative. The first one is about aeroplanes. Okay, fine. Then I just write. And I don't have anything.
But the thing is that none of it helped.
So
still F9.
Still F9. Still F9.
Why don't you take CLB?
Yeah. Oh, I was afraid I would fail it.
Huh?
CLB.
Don't huh?
No, I didn't want to be. Doesn't make sense.
I did not want to be the statistical one out. Can you imagine it if I failed CLB? I would not be having.
No. CLB gives you the best chance to have a pass.
Yeah.
On your.
Then imagine failing.
There's no chance. I had one classmate who took Tamil B.
Yeah.
Which was a disgrace to begin with.
You underestimate my powers.
No, because he leaned towards the Nasi Lemak side. So
right.
At home, they spoke Malay.
Then why don't you just take Malay as second language?
His sister scored an
A2. For Tamil.
For Tamil.
Right.
And she was like, when she came for the parents-teacher meeting with her mom, and then she was like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, how I could do it, but he is not...
But if he's leaning more towards Melayu, then just change to Malay lah.
Depends on the parents.
No, but he's Indian.
Yeah, if the parents don't want him to do that, then
he's Indian. So technically, they can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
technically
he's Indian Muslim, so that I think it's the fault of the parents lah.
No. Right.
Because they should not be speaking Malay, and then like you know your son has to take Tamil. Right? Does the sister is older than him? Right?
Mm. My parents.
She speaks
been.
Tamil. She did well for Tamil.
Yeah.
And when she went to a JC, right? So when she came, so my Tamil teacher was like, how? So you are now in a JC, and then your brother is
struggling.
But you can't choose.
Barely speaks Tamil.
You right. can't choose your mother tongue.
Wear green eyes.
You can't choose your mother tongue if your parents don't speak their mother tongue.
They speak.
Oh, they do.
They just happened to.
I had no choice.
Right?
Even if I wanted to switch, I couldn't switch because none of my parents speak any other language other than, you know,
English,
and then in color of skin Chinese lah.
Color of skin should be
Yiddish
or Hebrew.
Yeah, but no, CLB was too risky. I told my parents like I know it's all multiple choice, but trust me. When I say the highest chance of me being the only student in that school to fail CLB was very high.
That would have been a record.
Yes. And I didn't want to be the record. I knew I could be. It would be a fantastic story to everybody
then,
else.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, you could be
famous or you could be infamous.
Yeah. I didn't want to. I wasn't ready for stardom back then. See, I wasn't ready to be the standout
breaking
star.
Breaking records, right, will make you stand out. And it could be monetized.
I didn't want to stand out. Yeah. Back then, you know, YouTube wasn't a thing.
Now, if you could travel back in time, you should have done it.
Exactly.
And you should have failed it on purpose. Take CLB and fail it on purpose.
And then put it on your Tinder bio.
The sad thing is I wouldn't have to try to fail it.
So
I could try hard and I'll still fail. Mandarin was not, honestly, was not...
But it's actually not a good look on Tinder because you're like, then how Jewish are you?
Yeah. Full-blown Chinese who looks Jewish but failed CLB.
CLB. It would have been more impressive if I could speak Mandarin, honestly.
Then like, they will start questioning his Jewry.
Like, yeah, that's true.
How Jew are you? Because Jews usually excel in this stuff.
I don't see any numbers tattooed on your forearm.
No, it would have been better if I did.
Like I wear the armband every
time. It would have been better if I rocked my Mandarin, honestly. Mm. Then all the aliens will have no chance.
No chance of what?
No chance. I would have
of doing drugs.
I would have the
for that story. Please go to our Patreon.
I would have the Bing Chum.
Patreon.com/lotsoflobang.
Lots of lobang.
Interesting breaking wind episode that we have just recorded.
You see, Sean, if you have studied your Mandarin right and become good in Chinese right, you can walk to any KTV now and girls will flock to you.
No, exactly. So, and even how like water.
Then they still flock to him.
Water
They will still flock to him.
Yeah. Oh, but I understand
because
what you're saying.
If he just brings out his wallet and just fans out the
that one's a riot. That one's a riot. They will start killing each other.
That one is
to sit beside Sean.
That one I need Toto money.
With Yusof Ishak's right. You don't need language.
The girl will take the note and rub on the tits while Sean tickle her clit with his nose.
Yeah. You don't need any proficiency in language.
Yeah. Just fan the cash.
When Mr. Yusof Ishak is involved.
Yeah.
Well,
especially if he's blue.
Yeah.
Or bigger.
The big blue notes lah. The big notes.
The bigger notes. Blech. But then you don't want to bring anything more than a blue note lah. The blue notes are like, you know.
Blue the sandalwood note.
Yeah.
I don't think the purple notes are in circulation anymore.
No. Anything less than a blue note, you get blue balls.
Yeah.
So you need, be careful with that.
Unless it's red and it's in copious amounts. Then the amount matters.
The amount matters,
If it's less than 10, it's...
So language isn't as important as money.
Yes.
And money has this kind of driving power where it can drive people to do things they they'll do.
We were addressing something very, very poignant early on about cheating when you turn back and, you know, you look at the person at the back, you knock on the table and all. That's one way of doing it in the school.
Yeah.
But another way is to fuck your boyfriend.
Yeah.
On a student's desk.
Yes. And you're the teacher.
For money.
For money
on the interwebs.
At the end of the day, it's all about the rice bowl.
It's all about the rice bowl. But thankfully, we wouldn't know if it happened in Singapore. There has been no stories coming out yet. No stories coming out yet.
I've got to say,
I won't be surprised.
We discussed this earlier on. Like, all the teachers or all the people who are teachers now from our generation, they're all degenerates.
They're all whores.
They're all whores, whether it's a male or female.
And the teacher room got a lot of space.
Exactly.
No need to do it in the class.
Not only are they fucking other teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure some of them might be actually fucking the kids.
Exactly. Well, I mean, if it's sec 5 kids, it's not kids anymore. Above 16.
No. So, under the law,
yeah,
it's illegal.
Right.
Because they are in a position of power.
But if you ask the kid to remove his uniform.
Age of 21. But even if you pass the age of 21,
yeah,
like uni level,
yeah,
you still get done. Like, if you are fucking your professor...
You lose your job, lah.
Yes. Fucking law school, NUS law school fella, he handled the case by himself.
Mm.
And he got fucked. He lost his job. The girl also lost her credentials.
Yeah, I mean...
Because it was like a sex for marks kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not fair, to everyone involved. Exactly. But if I tell the student to, like, remove the uniform, and he can call me by my first name, does that still count? And the kid's 18.
I think it becomes... maybe 18, yeah. Maybe Singapore is... 18 is okay.
Yeah, and I tell her to meet me behind the... in the parking lot behind a dumpster. So technically, we're not on the school grounds.
Yeah, but you might lose your job. As a teacher, you might still lose your job.
Yeah.
Because you have power over that person, right?
Right.
Because you are in an authoritative position.
Right.
Position of authority. So,
yeah.
It's not a good look. It's definitely not a good look. But in this case,
mm-hmm.
this American teacher.
Yeah.
She was filming content for her OnlyFans page.
Yes. Yes.
And she was fucking her own boyfriend.
Yeah.
Husband.
Husband, who's also a teacher in the school.
Who's also
a different school.
Oh, different school.
Okay. Hers is Thunderbolt. His is Nautilus.
Okay.
What name?
What name for school?
Yeah. Fucking Marvel super villains. What the hell is this?
Right? So, eventually, you get found. Found out. Loud.
I think they were ratted out by a... Family friend, right? Yeah.
That's how shit happens.
And how the family friend came to know about this? That's also very interesting.
So her video got circulated. Your
friend has to be a perv.
Yeah, exactly.
Her video got circulated amongst the students first.
Oh.
And then the mums of those students found out somehow.
Hey, but the thing is that then it's so easy to like pick up like, wait, this person.
But I think she went faceless.
As if we can't find out.
No, that's the thing. Like, but the students recognize it's their classroom. Because I think that's Sam's table.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, and that's that artwork at the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of the moms
that's Aaron's painting.
Yeah, it must be a student in the school. And then a family friend came in like, yeah, I know that tattoo.
Yeah.
I know that tattoo.
Imagine the sequence of events where I say, oh, this girl is really hot.
Yeah.
Oh wait, this looks like our school. Yeah. Wait, hang on, this is our classroom.
That's my desk. That's my desk.
Is that one of our classmates?
No wonder it was sticky on that day. I knew. Yeah. Remember, I asked you guys why it was so sticky. Your desk sticky.
Yeah.
And it smells. It smells. It smells a bit.
It smells a bit funky.
Yeah. But okay, so she got found out.
Yeah.
And then there was pressure from the parents of the kids.
Yeah. Rightly so, if you're fucking the kids' classroom.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, get rid of this bitch, or I'm not going to send my kids to school.
Yeah.
All this kind of nonsense, or we're going to take action, we're going to make complaints and everything. And the school says that, yeah, I think you have to step down. Like, there's no other shit. And this bitch is like, oh, you do this to me?
Let me find out who you are.
She went on X and said like, no, I think she found out who this person is. Didn't expose the name.
Who the person ratted her out.
Yes, she knows who ratted her out, and then she found out that person's husband goes to the same gym she works out at.
Oh.
And her idea of retribution is, go fuck your husband.
Right. For content.
And her husband might actually film it.
Right.
Yeah. And to me, I'm like, this lady... she's a genius.
Yeah.
She actually turned her revenge into content.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she
yeah.
turned her revenge into content. Everyone was like, because she wasn't saying this under her real name. She was using it under her OnlyFans tag. OnlyFans name.
The thing is that I've not like searched anything about this lady.
Nah, no.
But yet. I'm going to guess. I'm going to take a step in the dark. I'm going to guess that her content is most likely going to be hot wives.
Probably.
The category is going to be hot
teacher.
Wives.
Yeah. Or MILF.
Teacher, MILF, hot wives.
Teacher gets railed in English.
Yeah.
Yes.
Older student.
Yeah. Getting away with it.
Has his
they
way
did
with the teacher.
No, getting away with because they did it in Braille class.
Right?
Yeah. Where no one can see you coming.
So she is going to fucking film that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gym session. What? Revenge workout.
Revenge best served sweaty.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, that's her.
Gym session with the aircon off.
Yes. Gymming with
sauna
the enemy.
Sauna after gym.
Gymming with the enemy. Yeah. Behind enemy lines. No, cannot be. Something better because behind is there.
right.
Enemy behind. No, enemy in my behind. Yeah, that's one.
Dogging in the yoga class in a doggy position.
Correct. It's a dog eat my pussy world or something like that.
Caught in a trap.
Ah, caught in a trap. Or how about that hoe? And something like that. Something like this lah. She'll make it lah. Only fans will pay her more than the teachers in the US get paid lah.
Could this be a income issue if like the definitely. You know the country, you know, if the state pays the teacher more, you know?
Yeah.
Then they will have to turn to like OnlyFans.
But she's definitely going to make way more money now.
Definitely.
Right.
People, fucking Americans are going to be like, who's this bitch?
Yeah.
I'm going to see her content. I've got to see.
Okay, her case is a bit different because she's not the most attractive teacher I've seen, but we've covered stories about teachers who slept with their students before.
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
And goodness
actually,
gracious.
Actually, those are way more attractive.
That's true.
That and it boggles, it blows my mind. Are these teachers, like those ugly ducklings in school that glowed up and that's why, you know, they're trying to get their... They're trying to relive their high school moments.
I would call them early investors.
Investing into kids' knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And experiences.
But you know how they're not viewed as sexual predators, as, you know,
like men.
Yeah, like men. Like if you swap them out, right, regardless of how good looking the guy can be, right?
It's a bit more disgusting, isn't it?
And
yeah,
and he's like, oh, you're praying, you're using your power to abuse the thing, and you've preyed on thing, you're a pedophile and everything. But when it's a girl,
it's
like
not even an excuse. Like now it's pretty common lah. You know, it's usually said that the boy who had sex with the teacher.
Yeah.
In technical terms, he's the victim.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
He was sexually assaulted.
Because he's a minor, right?
Because he's a minor.
Yeah.
But in male speak.
Yeah.
He had a good time.
He's the winner.
No, he's the winner. And he's not even the one that exposed
it. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
The whole idea that sexual assault will never happen to a guy stems from all this kind of shit.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Like yes, that experience is something that maybe the kid was looking for or would have fantasized about or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's not ready for it.
Right.
He's really not ready for it. Like, after the age of 18, whatever, fuck.
Yeah.
You're meant to be an adult after that. Like, the world is different now.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid in school, right, that is totally different. It might fuck up your life.
I think one of you sent the article of this hot teacher fucking his 17-year-old kid, and then one of the best comments in the Instagram post was, The only assault that the kid had was his right hand from receiving high fives from his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go see that kid, the kid will be in the class. Like, what happened?
That story, I think they took videos as well, right? There were a couple of videos that they
said. Yeah.
Somehow it was leaked and then she's being charged for producing pornography and then distributing.
With a minor.
With a minor, yeah.
Feminists would look at that and say like, oh, that's so unfair to the
teacher.
If
I'm not wrong, the teacher was like 9 years old. Oh no, feminists won't touch all this kind of shit.
Yeah, that's too... This is off the deep end.
Whenever it's like against them, they monkey see no evil, hear no evil.
Yeah.
And everything. Speak no evil. But if it's the other way around, immediately, oh, you fucking... male chauvinist pig.
Yeah, and I think one of the videos is like 19 minutes or something. I'm like, wow.
Oh yeah. How did a kid last that long?
Yeah,
he's a kid.
How did he last that long?
He's got a pent up. He's got.
No, it should come out.
Maybe he's so loose.
No, maybe she drained him first.
Right
before she hit record.
Before she hit record. Yeah, that was the third count that he had in that day.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but that doesn't decide. That means he's been doing it since don't know what time. Yeah, dude, youth, the power of youth.
By the time I have my second one in within 24 hours, I'm like, I'm done.
Really?
I'm pretty drained.
He's 17 years old, man.
The most I had was 3 times in 24 hours.
This kid's...
And I was like, I'm good, mate.
This kid's balls
3 times in 24 hours or like in a...
24-hour window, la. 24-hour window.
24-hour window, okay.
Yeah, so 2 at night and then 1 in the morning.
Okay.
And this was like...
But
8 night, years ago,
at
la.
At night and morning, the duration, the difference in time was not that much, la.
Yeah.
Stop bragging, la.
And this was a NUS postgrad.
Wow. You're speaking about an 8-hour window, la. Let's not say 24-hour window.
That's a lot. That's a lot for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot.
I tried 3-hour window and it was not fun.
Two shots.
Yeah. Two and the third one was not coming out.
I think the third one I'll be like, I feel my dick is going to fall off. Like, can you stop touching it?
The third one needs to rest. Yeah, third one is probably when her hand comes close, you slap it away. Like, stop. Like,
no.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. It's yeah. burning.
It's
stop.
It's swollen now. It's swollen.
Yes. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. It's not blushing. It's red. It's
thankfully
raw.
Nothing was swollen.
It's not blushing. It's raw.
Yeah. But the thing is that OnlyFans, right, has given women so much confidence that they think they can do anything and get away with it.
Right.
Like faking your own death.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yeah. But yeah, I mean, to like, no, speak on her behalf, right? She thought she was doing it for a good cause.
Yeah.
To raise awareness.
I mean, the fact that she even thought that it was a good idea, right? That's why she's on OnlyFans.
Yes.
To even to come to that conclusion.
Dude, she fucking hired some company do the marketing for it. And they suggested it.
Wow.
Because her mom got diagnosed with cervical cancer.
Yeah.
So, like, her idea was like, let's do something about this. Like, let's try and raise awareness. And then she hired, like, some marketing company.
And the geniuses there were like, hey, fake your own death.
Yeah, fake your own death. Like, what?
But how do you link two and two together? Your death and then cervical cancer.
No, these people, right, must have been like, it's good for you either way. Right?
Bad publicity is still publicity.
Yeah. And then people are still going to search your name and like, why did this lady fake a death?
Right.
Oh, she makes videos. And then like, they will be like, what videos does she make?
And then the view count of the videos is going to skyrocket.
It's going to skyrocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's wow. Like, oh, she's called OnlyFans.
She would have been a hit amongst the necrophiliacs.
Exactly.
Damn.
It's like sudden spike in the whole thing. Whoa, shit. I'm jacking off to a dead girl. Like, yeah. Like,
fucking whoa. SimCity, right? One fella. I went to check SimCity after the news broke and everything. And, like, one fella actually posted, like, oh, I think this thread has to be closed. Admin, please close this since she's dead.
Right.
And then, like, two posts later, someone posted.
Dead porn stars.
Hey, no. Like, she's back in action. So like, some very comedic post, man. I was like, what the fuck?
No, okay. But
was she creative in her death?
No.
No.
So, the popular Bollywood erotic actress, Poonam
Pandey.
What a name.
Why?
Poonam Pandey. I don't know. It just sounds...
Poonam Pandey.
Yeah, it's just...
Pandey is a fucking Brahmin name.
Brahmin
surname.
The name is just meant for like the erotics, like Poonam Pandey. Poonam.
Let's call her Pipi lah.
Pipi, yeah.
Pipi.
Wait, you thought it was Poonam Pandey?
Quite close, so.
No. Pandey is like a very, very Brahmin surname.
No, but it flows off Poonam Pandey in. You know, Poonam Pandey.
No, but she has been known for this kind of shit for a very long time, right?
Yeah, being a porn star, see me in my underwear, something like that.
She doesn't film like
hardcore stuff,
like hardcore sex. Yeah,
it's more like
it's more like teasing, like a bit of a nipple.
Softcore.
In the Japanese term,
it's like pussy.
She
shows a monkey and all
that
kind of shit.
Hardcore.
No, it's not hardcore. There's no penetration.
Yeah, penetration with another cock.
There's no cock. There's no finger. No digital penetration. Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Only in my mind.
Yeah. Then how does anyone know that she's got cervical cancer? No one's been there.
Exactly. No. It's not her. So her mom apparently came down with cervical cancer. And to raise awareness.
She decided to die.
Yeah. Under the influence of the marketing company. Yeah.
So she faked her own death.
And then they spread the news. And then media outlets started.
They're pouring in.
Yeah. Like, hey, she died.
Cervical cancer.
In the story, how did she die?
Cervical cancer.
Cervical cancer.
She died from cervical cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Suddenly then everyone is like, "Whoa, we never knew that she was suffering so much." Yeah. She became a saint.
Yeah. Right. Immediately.
For a couple of hours, she became a saint. She was like, she's hiding all of this and giving us joy.
There was one guy that was jerking off, and then the news came out, and then he just went.
He just stopped. He's like, I can't. I feel bad now.
And he was the one most aggrieved by her.
Yeah, and then 5 hours later when he saw the news that it was all
No. Then fraud. Like fucking few hours later she posts like a video on her Instagram or something like that. And everyone's like, "Bitch, aren't you dead?"
How are you speaking from the afterlife?
Yeah, someone put this morning is a tough one for us. Deeply sad to have informed you that we have lost our beloved Poonam to cervical cancer. Every living form that ever came in contact with her was pure love. But shit. Everybody's like, "Oh, what?"
I saw quite a number of nasty comments like before they knew that she died.
Right.
That she didn't die.
Yeah.
People were like, "That's what you get for not getting fucked on camera."
Your pussy is crying out for cock.
But she... Yeah. Okay, the thing is, right, she didn't let it linger for too long. She didn't let it linger for too long.
Yeah, the
it
nasty
just,
comments.
It was just known the next day.
Right.
So this thing, cervical cancer came out. Yeah. Next day, she's like, "No, everybody, hi."
Do you think she saw the comments and be like, "Wait, I need to get ahead of this."
Yeah.
It started like going bad, right?
Yeah. So then she's like, "Hi guys, no, I didn't actually die."
Yeah.
You know, I'm here.
We're forgetting the main message of the story.
Yeah.
Cervical cancer.
Yeah, she was like, I'm alive. And she's like, "What the that's why the guy was still holding it. He's like, "What the hell?"
Holding his cock, yeah. And then at this point, he probably had like massive blue balls.
Yeah, and he's like, "You ruined this bitch." Who knows? Maybe it could have a medical emergency.
Probably. His balls are probably swollen to like fucking
cut off
tennis sized balls.
Yeah, got them cut off. That's why he's like, he's the one that led the whole outrage. Like, "You, I lost my balls because of you." You know? No, actually, no. He went in for an examination and then found out he got testicular cancer. He's like, "You saved my life." No, but her intentions, you can say, were in the right place. She wanted to raise awareness. The execution of said goals were not done.
If
properly.
She wanted to raise awareness, she should be promoting Virus Mania.
No, she could have shown, like, she could have done an educational...
She's ill-informed. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing.
Oh, I thought she could have done an educational one.
She should stick to smearing coconut oil all over her body and playing with the pussy.
No, but you can do it educationally. Like, as you're playing, right, you say, like, "But if you go here and you feel a lump, go see your doctor."
There would be protests on the streets of Mumbai, right, if she were to do that. We know. I want to beat my meat. We know what to study. You don't tell me. Okay?
Can you just squirt, really? Yeah. Please just squirt. So that I can come.
Can you do something?
And bitch, take a cock. Suck a cock or you fuck a cock?
I'm tired of you using your own hands. Yeah. We need something bigger.
At least a toy.
Exactly.
At least a toy.
Yeah.
I mean, she did it for her... Okay, lah. Her mom... I think maybe now, like, be like, "You were misguided." Like, maybe don't do
imagine
that before.
Imagine a mom. Yeah. "I think I'm going to die earlier because of this."
Yeah.
You did what?
Why you bring me into your world?
Yeah.
Of now, fucking porn shit.
I'm going to say that I'm the reason why you even did this.
Yeah. I was like, what? I didn't want to be a reason. Yeah. Or imagine if the mother survived. This will be, you know, like, she goes for chemo. It's like, I'm in remission. It's like, I did something. It's like, what do you do?
Now you need to stick a baseball bat in your vagina.
Yeah. As punishment. I don't know how I'm going to get my fans back. Yeah. But one way you can do something even kinkier. Like both mother had to appear on the OnlyFans with her.
The mother films her OnlyFans.
I think there's only one way to like make things kinkier. It's by taking a dump on your sex partner's head.
And then
force her to continue fucking someone else.
Yes, while you go into the toilet to clean up.
Yeah.
That's allegedly what Vince McMahon did to.
Correct.
What's the bitch name again?
I don't know.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Let's call her Spinders Cunt.
let's call spineless cunt from now on.
No, the so the only reason why this broke out was because she wasn't paid $2 million of the $3 million settlement NDA.
Right.
So she signed an NDA with
hush money.
With Mr. McMahon, $3 million. Because I think he
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
So he wanted to pay off because his wife found out.
Right.
So he said, like, you gotta sign this NDA. I'll pay you $3 million. You keep
everything
mouth,
ends.
Yeah, you keep your mouth shut about everything, and then $1 million in, he decided not to.
Yeah.
Or at least he stopped.
For anyone who's not following this story or have not heard our previous podcast, this is a follow up of
Vince McMahon.
Of Vince McMahon's scandal. Yeah.
We'll end this one on a little bit more kinkier than this one.
We actually spoke about him stepping down.
Yes.
Stepping down.
Because of this scandal.
Because of this scandal.
Yeah, because of like some scandal happened, right? And then now we are updating it because the court documents came out the complaint.
Correct.
Yeah. So he allegedly shat on her at one of their escapades. He shat on her.
Among many other things.
So they were having a threesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he shat on her head.
Shat on her head and then asked her to continue.
What? So many questions though. Was the shit planned? Did he plan to shit on her? Exactly. Or was she giving the blowjob so well that the shit just came out?
Here's the other thing. What about the other guy?
Yeah, and the other guy is...
So the other guy, right... He's only listed on the fucking court documents and materials, right?
Yeah.
As his physical therapist.
Yeah, but...
So right. What is this guy's role and what does he do?
How is the physical therapist...
So many questions.
...not physically repulsed by what just happened?
Okay.
A person just shat on another person
while
and this
fucking
guy is still going at it. Yeah. So,
and there's another person involved in this, right? So he's also like an on-air talent and behind the scenes like executive in WWE called John Laurinaitis.
Yes.
Okay.
His name sounds like a disease.
you know the
so go see a doctor. Oh, I'm sorry, you got Laurinaitis.
Oh shit, am I gonna die?
You know, there's this very legendary tech team, Animal and Hawk, the Legion of Doom.
No.
Like if you have watched wrestling from like the early 90s, you would know them lah. So it's one of them, Animal's brother. So this guy was also a wrestler from like WCW and then WWF, WWE, right? So he was working in the backstage area and then he eventually came, like he was featured on like the on-air content as well lah.
Yep.
He actually married... You know the Bella twins? Have you heard of the Bella twins?
I've heard of them.
I heard Bella Donna. La.
I'm pretty sure you've heard of
Bella twins. I've
Bella
heard
Donna
them.
And her famous baseball bat.
Yes. Yeah. 9 to 5 days in Bond. Very good documentary.
Shout out.
Shout out. Right? So he married their mom in 2016. So he's their stepdad.
Stepdad, okay.
Okay. So this guy was one of the fellas who was involved in having threesomes with that said girl, the lady, and Vince McMahon.
The victim, yeah.
The victim?
Yep.
Actually, I wouldn't even call her the victim anymore.
Spineless cunt.
Spineless cunt.
The unpaid. Cunt. The unpaid.
Yes. The only grievance here, right?
Yes, she didn't get paid.
She didn't get paid.
Yeah.
Yes. For the settlement.
She was not assaulted.
No, she claimed she was.
No, you can't claim you were.
No, as in she's trying to put it that she
That's where I disagree.
To
la.
Me, right? Yeah. If someone shits at your head, yeah, I think that's assault. But you know, in her case, it's like, oh shit,
dude, you know, now, right, in the complaint, right, most of the text messages, the screenshots, are those that are incriminating Vince McMahon. What about all the replies from her?
Mm.
Because there was one that was highlighted, right, which she included her reply, which was Vince McMahon telling that John Laurinaitis is one of the many people who want to fuck her.
Mm.
And they're waiting on a queue. And then she's like, yeah, I'm slowly getting better. I'm getting back to my old self. Tell him like
next week or 2 weeks
next,
time.
Yeah,
like,
2
weeks
time and all this kind of shit. Dude, like that is fucked up.
Yeah.
You are not the victim here.
Yeah, if there's any sign of assault, she'd be like, I want out. And also another thing, important thing to note, she's not young, right?
She's not young. So initially, late
20s?
Late 40s.
Oh, 40s.
Now she's in her 40s. Yeah. So like people were trying to make it out like she was like some 18-year-old like damsel in distress.
Yeah.
Like, no.
She wasn't.
She wasn't.
And I think she was being paid, what, $200,000 a year, right? For her role.
For her role in WWE. The company, which was, apparently everyone knew that she was there to be fucked.
Yeah.
Like, people knew that she was doing no fucking job.
She was like Vince McMahon's toy, basically.
Toy, yeah.
Yeah.
And so she fucking was happy to take all the gifts.
Until
all the jewelry.
The private jets.
Until
the private
he jet. Stops paying her.
No, that he stopped paying her.
Because the wife found out.
The other allegations came out. Right? So I think his legal team advised him to not pay. Because the allegations came out, right, when the takeover was being spoken about.
Right.
Right? So when all the allegations came out, I think his legal team said to him, like, stop paying. Right? It's not a good look. Stop paying.
He needs to take a medical look at this. What's the thing of loose bowels? It's not dysentery. What's that condition where you have loose bowels?
IBS?
Maybe. Irritable bowel syndrome.
Bowel syndrome. That's what he was suffering from.
Who? This fella?
Vince.
No, I don't think so.
That's why he shat on the head.
Maybe he was fingering his ass a bit too vigorously.
No. He was. So it was threesome, right? So he was on top.
Right.
And he was going in to the head. And then he said, I need to lose the toilet.
No.
And he's
like, this hole was his plaything. Yeah, toilet bowl.
Yeah.
She did whatever he wanted her to do.
Yeah but degradingly, well, that's degradation.
But that's the thing. If you're willing to be degraded, right?
Yeah.
Then I'll just put it down to that's your fetish.
So
sorry.
Yeah.
Kink.
Yeah, it's your kink. And you are a willing participant in someone's kink.
This is the perfect example when a sadist matches with a spineless cunt.
Yes.
And this is the scenario that is gonna happen. That everything the sadist say, the spineless cunt will be like, oh, okay, you're paying me money. I shall do it.
Yeah, but what?
If I leave this company, what am I going to do? I have to find another job. I have to write a resume in LinkedIn. I'm like, private jets.
That's how they met.
God damn it.
That was the thing about how they met. He met her when she was in a very vulnerable, low point, right?
Yeah.
She lost a job or something.
Well, having someone shit in her head, that should be another low point. That should be the lowest point of your life.
What about all those people working in McDonald's?
Yeah. They haven't had shit on someone shit in their head before. I think she's just working McDonald's.
They've got more integrity.
Yeah. More sense of dignity.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I never let anyone shit in my head.
All this kind of shit. And there have been quite a number of people who don't like Vince McMahon. Came on. Like, this is going to tarnish everything.
And you know what's the best thing about this story? Is that after the whole thing, she continued fucking him. And no point did she stop.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The only point where she stopped, right, was when Vince McMahon said that my family has found out about this. And we've got to put an end to this. Like, you sign an NDA, I'll pay you this amount, X amount of money, $3 million and all this kind of shit. If they didn't find out, right, it would have just gone on. So,
here's the thing, right? She's claiming that she's being assaulted by Vince, right? Then in that case, that would nullify the NDA already, right? So she could have gone to the cops at some point.
No. So she said, so now the way it was twisted out on press that it was human trafficking. Apparently locked her up in one of the rooms.
Right.
Where everybody would slowly come in and
I would be really interested to see like how that case is going to be handled in court, in federal court. Because they got to prove that Vince McMahon was trafficking her. Unless the definitions of trafficking in the States are so loose.
No, la, I don't think so. La.
It's going to be interesting.
Because at no point...
And Vince McMahon has got money.
Yeah. And also
he's
like...
He's wealthier than Trump. He's going to...
Oh, really?
Oh, dude. Like, once they sold away WWE, $9 billion, bro. He was already a billionaire. Right? So...
Right.
He's now standing on a mountain of cash.
Yeah.
I don't think anything much is going to happen to him. The worst thing that happened was his family name being tarnished. His name being tarnished.
Yeah.
Right?
And being able to look at his daughter in the eye. In the eye.
No, I think the daughter, the son-in-law, they all knew some shit was going on.
They
could not have been running the company.
Triple H ideas.
Yeah.
They could not have been running the company. No, Triple H has got 3 daughters. I don't think he would want to do that kind of shit.
He won't want to shit on Stephanie? Well, like, your father does it.
Stephanie McMahon is... No. They can't do that kind of shit in their household. That's why they do it to someone who's outside of their household.
We don't shit on blood.
We don't shit on blood.
Yeah, we don't shit blood. We shit blood, but we don't shit on blood.
No, not blood, but your spouse does not share any blood with you.
Oh, then, okay, now then.
No, but the women are strong.
No, but hold on.
The women are not spineless cunts.
Exactly.
Stephanie McMahon might shit on Triple H.
No, I don't think so.
Not blood, man. Triple H.
No,
that's the Triple H. Like,
yeah.
Anyways, he's got a heart condition. Right now, there's something going on where they're speculating.
Who's got a heart condition?
Triple H.
Really, man?
No, it was a rumor. Yeah. So I feel like because the current thing is going on is The Rock, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns. Cody Rhodes challenged Roman Reigns. Then there's some issue with The Rock slapping him. It seems like they want to spark a beef between Rock and Triple H.
It was meant to be Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes for WrestleMania. But then they brought back The Rock in. And they've like sideswiped Cody Rhodes. So the main event for WrestleMania is Rock against Roman Reigns.
But now it's swapped.
So it's like the two cousins fighting for fuck.
Yeah,
one is a Hollywood star.
So it's swapped back. Now Cody Rhodes. Yeah, Cody
because
Rhodes
I think it was public outrage. They were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, then The Rock came out.
You build up the storyline.
Yeah.
We already know it's fake.
No,
but you still build up the storyline.
So
and then now you just insert on Hollywood fucker.
Yeah, so
again.
They did something. They did something where there was this altercation and The Rock slapped Cody
Rhodes.
Oh,
yeah, at the press.
Yeah,
press
so now Cody Rhodes is against Roman Reigns. So there was speculation they did that because no one was interested in the Roman Reigns Rock.
Yes.
So they were trying to do another one, and another one now is like maybe they're trying to pull Triple H back in to create a beef between him and The Rock.
Oh.
But Triple H is old, man. He's in his 50s.
No,
right?
There's other things where they said Triple
H same age as The Rock.
So they were saying that Triple H retired because of his heart condition, but you know.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them, like years of steroid abuse and all that shit.
No, but it also could be made up.
That will affect your heart.
They always retire, then come back, retire, then come back. Kane went away, then came back.
Kane is a governor.
Yeah.
Governor.
Then he came back as Kane. Like, you don't want
to. Governor, yeah.
Yeah. Now you imagine Kane being your governor.
Tennessee, Tennessee governor.
Yeah, you go in, you pester him for something, he choke slams you.
Bam! Like, through the floor.
No. Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah.
Through the table. Through the table.
But that this thing, okay, so Vince has distanced himself from WWE already. So
he resigned, yeah.
Yeah. A good choice, because you don't want to bring them down with it. But you were saying that now they're what, trying to erase him?
Yeah, from the content, yeah. Him and Brock Lesnar.
From the content?
So
what do you
apparently,
mean?
So that, yeah, past because
content.
It's the, yeah, so whatever.
But why the past content? It doesn't make sense, what? Those things
are
already
gone.
It's
the whole woke thing, lah.
Oh.
Like how Disney has been like deleting shit.
Yeah.
Whatever they deem to be like racist or not in line with morality.
It's kind of hard when you're
the
21st
century.
Founder is no end.
Technically, he's not a founder. Or you can call him the founder of WWE.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about Walt Disney.
Father.
Yeah, I'm talking about Walt Disney. He's a very known Jew. Sick
Heil. Sick Heil, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, okay. So, his... right now, his name is in the dirt.
Yep.
He's being dragged through the shit because of the shit he took.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I think he's still going to come out of this a winner. Because of all the money, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be interesting to see whether the... because the spineless cunt has been texting him throughout... the years that she has been quote unquote abused.
Yeah.
So if she has a phone, at what point did she ever like call for help?
Exactly.
Or
like,
raise alarm bells to her family and friends.
You that's one thing. You don't have any friends,
Yeah.
Like, you don't have anyone to say that.
I fear for my life.
I fear for my life, or I feel like used and abused.
Yeah.
Like I'm a rag doll or whatever. Like, you don't have anyone to like fucking like voice it out to.
Hey, and this is recent. This is not like 20 years ago. This is like in 2019, 2020, right?
No, I think so it started like before that.
Couple years before that.
I think this because has been going on for quite some time.
He hired her in like 2017 or 2018.
That was when he had to like give her a job.
Right.
So I think it must have started way earlier than that.
Oh, right.
So it started when either her mom or dad, like her parents passed on.
Right.
And she inherited like their house, but also dad or something like that.
Mm.
And then someone introduced her to him.
Right. So they might be fucking like way before.
So I don't think this lady was like in dire straits. She had a good family, a wealthy family or whatever. She had to take over like their properties.
Right.
And there was no way that she could upkeep the properties. So someone, I don't know how.
Mm.
So you see, all these kind of things we need to like dig deeper or wait for documentation to come out, like to know what the history between them is. Who was the one who introduced her to him?
Yeah.
Because apparently the property, that the condo that she eventually lived in, was being funded by Vince.
Oh.
Right? And it's a expensive condo.
Wow. Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he gave her like gift cards to the worth of like $15,000.
Wow.
What? Bloomingfield gift cards or whatever. Like
Bloomingdale.
Bloomingdale. Yeah.
Right.
Fucking hell, that's insane. 15 grand, eh?
And yeah. Private jets and all that, right?
Multiple jewelry. Fucking spa, vacations, all sorts of things.
Doesn't sound like she's being trafficked, lah.
Exactly.
I think that's why he's fighting the case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, not to say that he's a saint.
He's a not saint.
A saint, yeah, I can imagine him going into the courtroom with his own music playing or so. Yeah. Only walking in.
No like chance. That's what you've got.
He just walks into the thing like that.
You've got no chance.
But I can't imagine no Brock Lesnar fucking her, dude. That's insane.
Dude, so the court documents, right? The complaints actually it suggests that there were wrestlers.
Mm.
Who were also fucking her.
And in the court documents,
she was used as an enticement to them to join.
There's this WWE superstar. That
yes, but
he wasn't named.
Wasn't named. So
people are speculating that this is Brock Lesnar. Right?
Lesnar.
Because at the time period, he was being enticed back or something. At the time period where
he went to the UFC.
Yeah, and then he was the one being signed back. That she
She was part of the whole thing.
She was used as a bargaining chip. Come back.
Oh, but the text messages were wild.
Yeah. Text messages was insane. Vince McMahon is saying, I shared the video with the tech crew and they all love it. It's like, what is this?
No, another one. You deserve to be fucked by. There were two or three black cocks. I was like, whoa. What the hell? Then apparently, he also made her penetrate herself with sex toys.
Yeah.
Which he named after different wrestlers. Wow. What the fuck, bro?
You know, I actually do believe that because
what kind of weird fetishes does this old man have?
No, because it's money crazy. It's just him being invincible with, money, I own you. And
this man is 70s, you know. Imagine
78.
Wow. And he's really this insane.
And he's still
he's buff, right? Imagine when he's 48, the shit that he's been doing or up to at that point in time.
When he was a little bit younger, right? Like the late 90s, he was insane because his company almost went bust because of WCW.
Right.
Yeah. After that, he was on a power trip.
I see.
No, he wiped out all the competition. Right?
He bought them over, right? Yeah.
They died a fast death, lah.
Right.
They were damn bad, and then because they were owned by corporations, finished. WCW was owned by Time Warner, by Ted Turner.
Then there's ECW also, right?
ECW was run by Paul Heyman,
right?
And their operation it's a very interesting documentary. The Rise and Fall of ECW is a documentary you can watch. It's fucking interesting. Paul Heyman is a Norman Thumb kind of fella. he'll tell you, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
I'll pay you.
And then he joined WWE as
WWF actually, in 2001.
To be honest, I dislike his character on the character he played there. He's a hateable.
Yes.
He's also not a wrestler. He's a side character.
He first came over as an announcer, commentator.
Yeah.
Then he became like the manager.
Yeah, but he plays that character. So he manages
like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. He plays that character damn well. It's like he's a very hateable character. But I didn't know he was not playing it.
he was actually himself.
Yeah, he was just doing himself.
He was a very bad businessman.
Right.
But he was a good...
But in terms of like creative ideas, he's good. But in terms of business, he was damn
dodgy fucker.
And he has a hateable face.
Yeah.
He has a very hateable face.
And voice.
A voice in the way he talks, he can be saying the best thing, If you donate now, you'll save me. I hate you. I will not donate. That kind of thing.
Dude, have you guys seen if you watch anything on YouTube, Liam Neeson suddenly appears and tells you that the children of Gaza, are suffering. Motherfucker, don't talk to us.
Yeah. Donate yourself, lah.
No, you donate.
Yeah.
Or you go and tell Israel to stop bombing them. You don't tell us to donate money while they're still bombing. Fucking shut your fucking old mouth.
Yeah. I thought you have a specific set of skills that you can put to good use.
That's a character. That's a play.
Movie. Yeah.
That's a movie.
And speaking of skills, what about video recording skills that a good son can have? To help a mother.
Oh my, you want to squeeze it in here.
Yeah. I mean, mothers these days, right, they have to work multiple jobs to feed the family, especially if the husband's not around, the father's not around.
I'm pretty sure this was not her second job. This was a primary job.
Primary job, yeah. And the job requires her to, 6-7 hours a day.
And also,
you need to prepare for the job mentally, physically, emotionally.
Yeah, and she currently lost her faith as well.
Yeah.
She's
going through emotional, turmoil from a religious background. And being a good son, you got to help your mom out.
Yeah, don't spend money on an outside videographer when you have the skills as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
You have the skills.
All you need is just two hands to hold the camera.
And a discipline.
Exactly.
To focus on the job.
And to wear tight underwear so you don't get hard.
Yeah, but this part he claimed la. We're talking about this OnlyFans creator called Andressa Urach.
She is Brazilian, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
And her son claims that he films her content.
Films her OnlyFans content. Let that just settle in for.
Yes.
Mother let her son film her OnlyFans explicit content.
OF should change from OnlyFans to OnlyFamily. Keep it within the family.
I think that was their tag.
Because I think she feels safe as well.
Yeah.
Because being in such a vulnerable position, right? Multiple positions with maybe strange men in a bedroom.
But
you want someone that you can trust,
To get the right angles.
Exactly. And also
who else would she trust than the person that came out from one of those angles?
From one of those holes.
Yeah,
one of the holes.
To put things in context, she's 35 years old.
She's 35.
As of this year?
I think this year, yeah.
This year. And the son is 18.
18. So that means she had him when she was 17.
No, my bigger question is, when did he start filming?
Oh.
You see, if he's 18 this year when she's 35.
Yeah.
And she has been doing videos for the past 2-3 years.
Right.
Means the son was 15.
Or maybe she fired her previous videographer. Maybe he always got hard and he can't keep a steady hand.
This part we are covering is because when he was interviewed, I think he said to the people there, I don't get aroused.
He said it quite smugly.
Yeah, I don't get aroused by filming my mom.
Yeah.
I was like, no one asked you that.
Yeah,
it's not a criteria.
Yeah,
it's not something we
are more concerned with. Why are you even doing it?
Why are you doing it? It's like it didn't cross anybody the minds. What we're thinking is, why are you doing it? Not that do you get hard? It's like no, you're not supposed to get
Well, we're still happy that you're not hard though.
Yeah,
but why are you in the room in the first place?
Why are you doing it? And it's like, no, I don't get hard. It's like, so, but then I saw that statement and then I read between the lines. I don't get hard seeing my mom naked.
Right.
But he's filming it for other reasons.
It could be the man.
Yes, he didn't say.
Most likely it's the man.
He didn't say he didn't get hard.
Yeah.
He just didn't. He said he didn't get hard to her. To her. He might still be hard. Yeah. He's just not hard.
I think
her.
When he looks down her lines, her two lines of her thighs, leading up to the vagina, he feels a sense of nostalgia. It's like,
yeah.
I know
what it's like to come out from there.
Yeah. This brings me back to 17 years ago when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
As I slid out of that hole into this world.
I mean, that was only...
like a vermin. slithered out.
Like a slug.
Whatever we said, right? You know, he's trying to help out his mom. He never said any of those. I don't think he said anything. Like, he's helping out his mom.
He was trying to help out himself.
Yeah, it's like, no, he's doing it because he's a videographer. He wants to be a director. He wants to film. He wants to know angles and all that. Yeah. No, yeah.
He was rejected from Tish, New York.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? If I can't go into Hollywood, I'm going to be making videos for OnlyFans.
Good luck putting that on your resume though. what experience you have? I feel my mom doing OnlyFans. You know I'm hard.
I'll be the Martin Scorsese of OnlyFans.
At this point, right, the only question he's going to get back after he says that I filmed my mom on OnlyFans, how many followers?
Do you have a sample?
Correct. Yeah. And then when they see the video,
let me see how well you filmed it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, I've noticed
because
something.
You'd be surprised that some fucking porn studios and even OF, right, their cinematography standards are quite good.
Yeah. Looks like there's a crew behind it.
Yeah.
This well is lit. One crew.
The work of one man. Yeah, one genius. Man.
And then the guy and people.
Fucking Vixen Group, their videos are insane.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Like,
a porn connoisseur.
I don't like it when it's too produced, when it's too, you know, too clean, too polished.
You might like his production. Yeah, this one is definitely
very amateur.
Very amateur. It's like, I noticed that he veers towards
from
the back.
From the short samples that Josie has seen.
He veers towards the back a lot.
I like documentary. I like documentary, you know.
Yeah.
Cinema verite.
Imagine if he gives commentary.
Where questions are being asked.
Yeah.
You imagine if he's like in camera and giving commentary.
It needs to be real for me to believe it. There can't be too many edits, you know. If not, it's like,
The audio has to be raw.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, it'll be quite weird if
I need to hear the reverb of the room that they're in.
Yeah. And it'd be quite weird if one of the male talents actually ask her, who's your daddy? And then the guy answers, I don't know. It's like, just whispers into the camera as he's filming, who's your daddy? I don't know.
You know, I haven't met him yet.
I don't know. Maybe you.
On that very sorry note.
We've
come to
once
that.
Once again, wait. Her name is
Andressa Urach. U-R-A-C-H.
Andressa Urach. Yeah. For anyone who wants to do their own research.
Yeah. Yes. Check out.
Check them out.
I think her content is on OnlyFans and privacy.
Yes.
Keeping OnlyFans.
Keep it within the family. Yeah.